bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267, or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Welcome to the No State Project for this April 7th, 2007. I'm your host, Mark Stevens. Glad to be back with you. It is Saturday morning. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. That's where I'm coming to you live from the Phoenix Valley. It's beautiful here, but I was just told it's pretty cold there in Austin. As I did a show yesterday, I was a guest on the Terry Miners show on WHAS 840 AM in Louisville, Kentucky, and he said it was actually snowing. Wow. Can't think of a better reason to be in Phoenix than when it's snowing in April. Anyway, I was glad to be on the show, and say again thanks to Terry Miners. It was you could probably guess, so you can go to the website. It's one of those major media conglomerates, and I was very happy just to be on. So that was two shows that I've done, two separate shows I've done in the last 2 weeks that I was on with this huge media conglomerate. Unfortunately, on this one, I knew I was only going to be getting a couple minutes, which I was grateful for. Don't get me wrong, I was going to have about 7 minutes, and 7 minutes on an afternoon drive in. You know, probably the highest rated show in the area is nothing to sneeze at. And unfortunately, though, with it, this is one of the problems when you have such a huge media conglomerate. You only have three or 4 minute segments. So the majority of the time that they're on the air, they are doing commercials, which I know that's part of commercial radio and. That's what you, but my gosh, I remember listening to the first half hour of the stream. I swear, the first 30 minutes of the stream, at least 17 minutes were commercials. I don't know how anybody can listen to that, which, because Rush Limbaugh was on right before that. That would be a good reason not to tune in. Just do something else. Go to sleep. Take a nap. Oh, my gosh, why would anyone want to listen to the rantings of Rush Limbaugh? I don't know anything that the guy actually gets right. But, I was grateful to do it, and like I said, it was unfortunate that it was broken up into two segments. So you can imagine the difficulty of trying to discuss things like the bogus drug war or that there is no state, and actually get into the substance of it when you've only got 3 minutes. But I have the show posted. I cleaned it up a bit, and what I did was I had Skyped in like I do here at RBN, and so the quality is much better. The thing that got me was, and I'm going totally based off of what someone who had listened to the stream had said, because I could not hear what was said after I was cut from the show, when my time was done and they took me off the air, and after that I couldn't hear the stream anymore. But apparently I was described as an angry young man. An angry young man. And yes, I know one of our silent sponsors listening. I want to thank the silent sponsors too, JT, Sagas, and Mark. And JT mentioned yesterday that this guy was pretty nuts for describing me as young, which, okay, all right, there, tough guy. But an angry young man. So if you go to my website, go to adventuresinlegalland.com. If it's also posted on the forum, so you can hear the 6 minute of the 7 minute interview. I don't know. Make up your own mind. I didn't think I came off as angry at all. And so somebody had pointed out a number of people pointed out on the forum that it was probably just more of
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back to the No State Project for April 7th, 2007. My name is Mark Stevens, author of Adventures in Legal Land, the international cult classic. Get your copy today at adventuresinlegalland.com. You can also get a recent show that I did. I was talking before the break that I was on with Terry Miner yesterday on WHAS 840 AM, and we had talked, you know, you listen to the clip, it's only 6 minutes long, and like I said, you won't hear on the clip where he calls me an angry young man, but saying that, you could probably get that we were talking about taxes, and he had asked me about taxes and paying them, and, you know, since next week is the whole, the big, the day when everyone goes crazy to file their taxes. Oh, we've got it. You know, when millions of people go crazy to comply with some, you know, with the will and demands of a gang of kill season lies. And I think it was probably with his own anger that he continues to pay taxes when there's no rational basis or a factual basis in which to do so. And so maybe he was just projecting that. Who knows? And so one of the things I had told him, he says, how do people like you, or, you know, I guess, and I'm just paraphrasing, you just wonder how we get away with it. And what I should have said, but, you know, in realizing that you know, you only have a couple minutes to do this. It's tough to get everything out that you want to say, that you feel needs to be said. And it's not a matter of people like me or anyone listening, you know, getting away with something. You know, the ones who are getting away with something, and this is, you know, fraud and plunder and just, you know, murder on a major scale, is the government. They're the ones that are getting away with it every year. They're the ones who are scaring the crap out of people and terrorizing people to exploit their labor. They're the ones that are getting away with it. And hopefully, you know, and just when you look at some stories recently in the news about people being, you know, anti-war protesters being brutalized in Pittsburgh and whatnot. If you want to protest the war, and I'm not telling people, you know, I'm just making, just throwing an idea out. But if people really want to protest the war, if they really are fed up with what government is doing, stop paying them. Stop paying them. It's that simple. And there are a few people out there in the major that have been getting some media exposure that have said they are not going to pay taxes until the war is over. That's a decent way to do it. You know, talking about civil disobedience, whatever you want to call it. That is taking a stand and doing something. That's getting on your 2 feet, refusing to be a slave. Somebody called it recently a submittison, or so a citizens just meekly submit to whatever they're, you know. But that is taking a stand, and that takes guts. And say, you know what? I am not going to voluntarily pay you any. I am not going to be terrorized into paying you. I am not going to pay you. So, you know, one of the things I mentioned on the show yesterday, which I've mentioned on this show many times, I had, I wanted this host to know that this is something that I am been intimately involved in with the tax issues, working with people for a decade. Now, unlike this host and many other hosts, because most radio show hosts, including, you know, I mean, most, just being a radio show host does not in and of itself make you an expert in a thing, nothing. So, you know, I don't know why people give them so much credibility. If I have any credibility when it comes to talking about taxes, because I have been in the trenches, so to speak. I have worked with dozens and dozens of people. I have worked intimately, I don't know if that's the word you want to use, but I have worked very closely with revenue agents. I've spoken with them on the phone. I've met with them in person. I've done the letter campaigns. I've met with them. I have a history there. And in not one instance has a revenue agent been able to produce any evidence. I mean, if this host wanted to, you know, was interested, instead of calling me an angry young man, he could have go to the website. And if you go, like one of the articles I've written, we don't need no stinking evidence. I have a phone call from a revenue agent named Carol. You can hear for yourself. It's a matter of policy. They do not rely on admissible evidence. They never use what is called a witness. Okay? This is not my opinion. You heard it right from the horse's mouth. And we're going to have another call that I did last week that, you know, once we get the personal stuff edited out, you can hear for yourself from somebody – from a revenue agent doesn't even live in California. This is a, you know, totally different revenue agency saying almost the same thing. Like I mentioned last week, there is no admissible evidence against the man I'm helping. There is no admissible evidence, and he's not qualified to testify against him. So this is standard procedure. So, you know, it's really misinformed and uninformed to say, how do you people get away with this? Now, how do these revenue agents, how do these government officials get away with not using evidence, not having credible witnesses, and getting away with it every single year, literally terrorizing millions, tens and tens of millions of people? How do they get away with it every year? Oh, I know. A lot of it has to do with mainstream media. This is what people are taught. You go to school, you listen to the radio, you go on TV. This is what they're taught. And amazingly, this is one of the things I want to talk about today. I usually don't do this, but just for the heck of it, sometimes I'll take a couple minutes and listen to one of these ranting lunatics on mainstream media. And if you go to YouTube, there's a really good one with Bill O'Reilly just losing it with the guy with the mustache, Geraldo. when they're screaming at each other about illegal immigration. And I like Bill O'Reilly saying, I want the law enforced. Oh, really? Well, let's talk about the cohabitation laws, Bill. You want those enforced? Yeah, you want all the laws enforced. How about cohabitation? Yeah, I don't see how the task force for cohabitation. Look at that. What was interesting was one of these right-wing, ranting, Republican, conservative talk show hosts, and I only listened for a couple of minutes, so keep that in mind, but what he had said was that, I'll give you that the Republicans have played politics, and I'll give you that President Bush has played politics. He said, but you don't play politics with the troops. And it just struck me. I was like, oh, my gosh. Could someone please call? And the number here is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Could someone please tell me how you do not play politics with troops? Because this one's got me lost. War is politics. That's all politics is. That's what governments do. Governments war against the people that they control. The people who continue to pay them thinking, oh, the ones who don't pay are getting away with something. So, again, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Someone tell me how you do not play politics with troops. I couldn't listen long enough to see if anybody called him up and said, hey, how, you know, and asked him that question. But I'll point out, because it definitely needs to be pointed out, apparently, that's what troops are for. Troops are for playing politics. That's what you do. That's what you do. Politics is bringing about political change by use of force. That's what troops do. The whole notion that all those many lies about why the United States government and the Brits and whatnot invaded Iraq. Well, it was to bring democracy. It was to bring a different political system. Well, when you use force, and that's what I think shock and awe is, that is called terrorism. That's politics. So to get angry and get upset and say you don't play politics with the troops shows such an incredibly gross misunderstanding of basic human interaction and of politics itself. That's why I say just because someone is on the radio, even syndicated radio, doesn't mean he knows what he's talking about. And obviously when you say that you don't play politics with the troops, you have absolutely no clue whatsoever what you're talking about. And you certainly should not have an audience of 30 million people or even three people to spew your crap to. Unfortunately, people eat this stuff up. And it's this whole right-left paradigm. Oh, the Republicans are great and Democrats are destroying the country. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. They are. Yeah, you know that. What a silly way to do things. And speaking of silly, I want to move on. I had mentioned before about the Brooksville, Florida, ticket ordinance. Now this is a good one. This is a real good one. I had reported about the, you know, I told you this story going back two shows now, and. This is where they want to, in the city, the so-called city of Brooksville, Florida, what they want to do is give you a, you know, want to give you a parking ticket. If you do not pay it, they then have a lien issued against your house and, or your car, I guess. And what they do is then they, without telling you, They will foreclose and take your house for a $5 traffic ticket, a $5 parking ticket, and they take your house. So what I did was I thought this was a great opportunity. Hey, if this is such a great, wonderful thing you guys are doing, or, you know, come on and talk about it. Well, I can't say that anyone has taken me up on my offer. We'll talk about this after the break. We have to go to a break here. My number here is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Give us a call here on the No Stay Project. We'll be back in just a moment.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Welcome back to the No Stay Project. I'm your host, Mark Stevens of AdventuresInLegalLand.com. Talking about before the break was the wonderful Brooksville, Florida City Council's decision. Oh, and of course it's supported by the city attorney, Mr. LaCroix. I think it's Thomas LaCroix. His last name is definitely LaCroix. My number here is 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443 if you want to call in a question or comment. And what we're saying before the break is that if you're just tuning in also, this is the ticket ordinance where if you get a parking ticket and do not pay it, they file a lien against your house and without telling you, of course, and then they foreclose on your house and take it. That's pretty bad. And one of the other really nice features, which, they take a cue from California. See this, you know, what you want to discourage when you're a crook, when you're running a con game, like what they're doing in traffic court, and I don't care who it is, anyone involved in traffic court is involved in a scam. I don't care how nice the dang judge is. I don't care what he does outside of work. On the job, his job is to be antisocial, and he is running a scam. So I don't care if he goes to church with you. I don't care who, if he's your uncle, your dad, your mom. Traffic court judges are con men. They are ripoff artists. They're thieves. They're liars, at least when they're on the job. And in California, for example, you get a ticket. They want you to pay first before they will give you a trial. So what that does is, obviously, it's going to discourage you. Well, why in the world am I going to go to a trial if I just have to pay anyway? So people, most people just pay. They've really got it down pretty good here in Brooksville. What they want to do in Brooksville is they want you to – now, if you get a $5 traffic parking ticket, they don't want you to pay $250 for a trial. No. There is no trial in Brooksville. They don't believe that you're entitled to a trial. Probably what they figure is that it's not worth, you know, maybe they just have more respect for you and figure, look, what's the point of a trial? It's all a scam anyway. What they do is they force you, if you want it, you know, and say, if you don't just pay this to avoid the lien being filed on your house or against your property rights, whatever you may have. They want you to pay $250 for an appeal. So when that person with the little cart runs around and writes that $5 parking ticket, they are the judge, jury, and executioner. Okay? That is the trial. When they write the ticket, that's the trial. So amazingly enough, despite numerous calls and messages that I have left with the city clerk and the council's office and also the city attorney, none of them responded. I've emailed, nothing. What's interesting, if you call, and if you're interested, anybody can just call them and ask them about this. And do you think it's fair to deny people trials, even if it is just a parking ticket? I mean, after all, if you have legal grounds and you have a case, why not have a trial? But don't be looking for a response. You know, it's surprising enough they don't want to come on the show. Can't imagine why. Because look at it this way. If you're for the ordinance, why would you want to go and promote it, how good it is? If you're against the ordinance, you just happen to be on the city council and you're against it, then why not have some free publicity that maybe help tip things in your favor, that you can get this thing defeated? So either way, it's a win-win situation. I think it's because they're embarrassed. How do you justify, oh, we're the city council, we're such good people, we'll take your home for a $5 traffic ticket. You know, it's interesting, if you call the vice mayor, Frankie Burnett, and it's a public number, but though I'm not going to give it out, when you call on his machine, he says this is your public servant, vice mayor, Frankie Burnett. And he says at the end of the call, at the end of the message, rather, he says, and remember, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, quoting Jesus from the Bible. And I can't imagine that these same council members would want their house taken from them for a $5 ticket. $5. But apparently, you know, that's Frankie Burnett. If he's for this ordinance, then I guess he's all for losing his house for $5. That's fair, don't you think? You don't pay us $5, or we'll take your house. Yeah, really nice. I would say if something like this goes into effect, stay out of Brooksville. Stay the heck out of Brooksville. And if you have to get the parking ticket, well, then, you know, make sure you're make sure you add the $250 for that, you know, to cover the appeal. I guess what I would do is I would just file, if I had to avoid it, maybe just to get some publicity on, is to file maybe an action in a higher court to bring some light on this, that no trial whatsoever. But of course, the city attorney thinks that's fine. If you think it's fine, give me a call at 800-313-9443. If not, if you think this is ridiculous, you agree, give me a call, 800-313-9443. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
It is April 7th, 2007. We'll go right to the phones. We have Paul from Ohio. Paul, welcome to the No Stay Project.
Hey, Mark. Good to hear you. I listened to you on the that other show yesterday for about 5 minutes.
Oh, great.
I got a recording of it in case you want to have it.
Yes.
You made your points well, but he kind of just rolled right past you like a steamroller. But I got to give him credit that at least he gave you a chance to say something. That was good.
It's tough. I knew I had 7 minutes. I didn't realize that it was going to be broken up into two segments, which makes it even more difficult.
Yeah.
Well, oh, great. Well, fantastic. Definitely contact me off air, and I definitely need to get a copy of that. I appreciate that.
Did he
actually make the comment that I was an angry young man? I mean, do you have a recording of that?
I recorded all the way his remarks afterwards, and I kept going for a while until I made sure he wasn't going to say anything more about it. But he kind of like, well, okay, boy, that was interesting.
Fantastic. They're fantastic. I appreciate that, Paul, and definitely contact me off air so that I can get a copy of that and I can get that posted, because I didn't think I came off angry at all.
No.
I mean, sometimes I have, I'm sure, but not that show. Definitely not. You know, the last thing I want to do is when I'm on a station like that is to come off angry, because it's usually the first time that people listening have been exposed to the truth, because most of the people expect, you know, because it comes right off the Rush Limbaugh show, an afternoon on a major media conglomerate, and so you don't want to come off angry, so I did my best, and I certainly and I thought I made some, you know, within the time frame we had available, make some good points.
I called in because I got the number off their website, and I waited until you had started talking for about a minute before I actually called in, so I wouldn't sound like some kind of shill that was prearranged, you know. And they told me he's not taking calls, you know. But I said, well, hey, I think he's making some interesting points, and I'd, you know, like to hear some more of them. So I put in a good word for you.
Well, thank you.
But yeah, that's great, and that's what it takes, is people to start hearing these ideas, because you know there's a lot of people here on this network that already get it, and that's good, and we need to keep supporting them. But it's getting out into the people who have no idea what's going on out there.
That's why I wanted to make the point that in 10 years of working with the IRS and state revenue agents, that not one revenue agent or their attorneys have ever been able to come to the plate and produce any facts to prove that an obligation to file the tax return exists. And maybe if these people, you know, who have been listening to these shows like Rush Limbaugh and Hannity and whatnot, hear something like that, there'll be someone in the audience say, you know, he's not coming off like an Irwin Schiff, because he's not talking, show me the law. There's no facts. You know, why can't these? And people have, and they've emailed me, and they've listened to that call with Carol from the Franchise Tax Board in California, and it's amazing, you know, to hear things like that, and it gets them to start thinking, like, maybe I didn't agree with you before, but now that I hear this, things change. So,
yeah,
but I appreciate that, Paul.
Yeah, speaking of calls, I'd like to get access to that other recording that you said was problematic. I'd like to see if I can go to work on it and see if I can help clean it up for you.
I know. It's been very busy, and I need to. I'll get with you off air about that. But I do appreciate it, Paul, and definitely. I'm busy this morning, but definitely, you know, get in touch with me, and I'll get that recording, and then we can get that posted as soon as possible. All right. So I appreciate the call, Paul. Always good to hear from you. And we're going to move on. We have John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the No Step.
Good morning, Paul. Can you hear me okay?
It's Mark.
Mark, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mark. Am I clear?
You're clear.
All right. I'm out in the country in the middle of Tennessee. I wanted to call and let you know. I just tuned in. If I'm not mistaken, you were on some AM radio show, is that correct?
Yeah, I was on WHAS 840 in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, well, what's interesting, you know, it's tax time, and I always wondered why my father was always so late in filing his taxes, and why every year about March and April his mood would change, until I realized, as I get a little older, the profit and income are different things. You know, if I've got a car And this is how I explain it to people that ask me. If I have a car that I've paid $1,000 for and I sell it for $1,500, I have a profit. I pay tax. If I sell it for $1,000, I'm even. There's no liability. There's no tax.
I disagree. I have to disagree, John. I don't care if you make a profit or not. It's your money, and no one else is entitled to it.
I understand, but this is my individual feelings on it. My time, my labor. If I sell 12 hours of my life per day for an amount of money, whether it's $200 or $300 a day, or commission sales or whatnot, I can never get my time back. My basis in my life is 12 hours at X amount of money. There is no profit. I don't owe the tax.
And either way, I don't care what the governments or what these this gang of killers, thieves, and lies, I don't care how they label what it is they're coming at. They have no right to anybody's time and labor unless they enter into a voluntary agreement to do so, to provide a service or a product.
Which is what they do out of our ignorance.
Well, no, it's not what they do, because none of the services that are provided by government are provided on a voluntary basis. The services that they're supposed to provide, they by law do not provide, which is supposed to be the protection of life, liberty, and property. So there's no legitimacy whatsoever. If they call, I don't care if you've made $1 million in profit. Call it profit. Call it income. Show me some facts that shows that they have a right to it. There's none. Absolutely none. And this is something that I've talked about at length in the book and on the show. So no, I don't care if they came out and said that, you know, they used the proper terminology and they wrote your name in proper Christian appellation. It doesn't matter. I don't care if the law said Irwin Schiff, and I've said this many times, Irwin Schiff owes us 30% of whatever property or 30% of his time every year. I don't care. Show me the facts to show, to establish and prove that they have a right to my time and my labor. That has been impossible. And in what I mentioned, I have another revenue agent recently in a phone call admitting to me in plain English he was not a credible witness, and he was not a credible witness against my client, nor did he have any admissible evidence. So it doesn't matter what terminology they use. They have no facts whatsoever that they have a right to anything. Did we lose John? I guess we lost John. John, I appreciate the call. Please keep listening. Call again. One of the things I wanted to talk about, I'm going to talk about taxes a lot more on the next show, since that's right before the weekend that everyone is rushing to get their, you know, all the people who are terrified of the IRS to pay, because I wanted to make get to a story here, which there is a connection. There's a big connection. We've had another victory, everyone, in the war on terror, and the good police of in New York, or New York, really need to be commended. Wow, tragedy was narrowly averted, and thank goodness these good police officers put their lives on the line to save all of us. It's just incredible. And the headline here is 13-year-old arrested in school for writing on the desk. She wrote the letters OKAY on a desk. She was, thank goodness she was arrested. She was handcuffed and placed under arrest in front of her classmates in Diker Heights. Okay. The suspect says she's sorry for scribbling the word on her desk, but both she and her mother are shocked at the punishment. You know, now she's got a criminal record and everything, and so her mother's whining here. She says, I'm appalled because we have rapists, murderers, and you're taking a 13-year-old kid wasting valuable manpower to arrest a child who wrote on a desk. Let me tell you, these letters, OKAY, I don't speak Arabic, but I'm sure that this is some twisted plot to blow up a school. You know, this is a message to her little sleeper cell that they like to call students. Yeah, I'm not buying it, okay? Not for a second. Thank goodness this principal had the presence of mind to call the police and get this terrorist out of there. And they arrested her right in front of her friends so that her friends know that we know what's going on, that none of these little things are going to take place, okay? But you know, there's a connection here with this story. And a lawsuit was thrown out recently against Donald Rumsfeld and some other generals, because these people, the nine people from Iraq and Afghanistan, claim they were tortured at U.S. military prisons. So U.S. District Judge Thomas Hogan in Washington said Tuesday that the officials are entitled to immunity from claims of international law violations. Those who sued can't claim protection from the Constitution's Eighth Amendment ban on cruel and unusual punishment because they haven't been convicted of a crime, the judge said. He also expressed reluctance to intervene in military matters. He says here, military discipline and morale surely would be eroded by the spectacle of high-ranking military officials being hauled into our own courts to defend against our enemies' legal challenges, the judge's opinion said. Now, if you don't see the connection here, let me just, maybe because I was being a little too sarcastic. They talk about morale. Do you think it hurts the morale of 13-year-old children when one of their classmates is handcuffed and arrested right in front of them? They don't want to hurt morale. Really? Well, one of the things I want to point out here, and any attorney who knows what he's talking about, anybody who has even the slightest understanding of the doctrine of sovereign immunity will be able to tell you this. Again, don't take my word for it just because I'm on, doing a radio show. You can check this out for yourself. The interesting thing that you have to understand about the doctrine of immunity, of sovereign immunity, is, and this is extremely consistent, it goes way back into the common law, is that the immunity does not deny the crime or the tort. Okay? Legally speaking, when they claim immunity, it is not a denial of the tort or the crime. So they're not denying that they tortured these people, because legally, it doesn't deny the torture. So keep that in mind. It does not deny it. And these people, these prisoners, this is what they claimed. They claimed that they were hung upside down from a ceiling with a chain until they were unconscious. They were locked for days in a phone booth-sized wooden box while hooded and stripped naked, placed before a mock firing squad, put in a cage of live lions, electrically shocked and sexually assaulted. Wow. So again, those who sued can't claim protection from the Constitution's Eighth Amendment ban on cruel and unusual punishment because they haven't been convicted of a crime. Can you believe this? Can you, when you file a motion to dismiss, also, it admits all well-pleaded facts for the purpose of the motion. So legally, the judge has to accept the factual allegations as true and construe them against the defendants. So he has to. He is mandatory. He is obligated to construe the facts favorable to the plaintiff. So he had to construe that they actually were hung from a ceiling with a chain until unconscious, locked for days in a phone booth-sized wooden box while hooded and stripped naked, placed before a mock firing squad, put in a cage of live lions, electrically shocked, and sexually assaulted. Okay, he had to accept that as true for the purpose of the motion. The motion claiming immunity does not deny the tort either. But he doesn't want to do it because it would hurt morale. What the hell do you think torturing people does for morale anyway? Does that I mean, what kind of morale are you looking to promote here? They're torturing people. They're sexually assaulting them. You've seen a lot of the pictures. They're torturing people. Someone show me where there is delegated authority to torture people. Let's not even look at the Eighth Amendment. It's supposed to be that all the powers that the government exercises is a delegated authority. It's a delegated authority. Someone please explain to me where the average person has a right to torture somebody else. And it reminds me of, there's an article that was sent to me. I want to thank Non-Entity for sending me the article. It was on striketheroot.com, and I definitely recommend you reading this because it dovetails right into this. It's about the earthly lesson of Jesus' crucifixion. Now, I'm not going to get into theology. That's not the point of the article. Again, it's at striketheroot.com. But what it goes to show is that Jesus' central teaching, which I don't think anybody would disagree with, which is love thy love the neighbor. It's a message of love and compassion. What he says here, the fundamental importance of understanding that a loving world requires better treatment of children, and the flat assertion that the kingdom of God is within you, the most real, powerful of Jesus' teachings, or of anyone's teachings. And this is what he was killed for. He was arrested, tortured, and murdered for teaching love. Keep that in mind. This was done by government. We'll talk about this in the last few minutes of the show when we get back from the break. My name is Mark Stevens, and this is the No State Project.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Catholic Priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Welcome back to the No Stay Project. I'm your host, Mark Stevens. This is April 7, 2007. I just have to go on record as saying I don't appreciate the commercial one bit. I don't believe there's a Jewish conspiracy, and I don't blame the Jewish people for any of the problems in the world. And that is just not something I am flatly against. That I have said many times, the problem is one man controlling another man against his will. That's the problem. Whether the guy who's stepping on your neck and beating the crap out of you is Jewish or Catholic or, you know, Protestant or an atheist is absolutely irrelevant. I don't buy into this Jewish conspiracy crap, and that is just not something that I support at all. I'm shocked. I can't believe something like that, hearing something like that on the show, and I don't support that one bit. And whether it's a sponsor, I don't care. I don't support any of this crap about religious conspiracies and whatnot. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And come what may of it, I can't say enough about that. The problem is one man controlling another man without his consent. Who cares if he's Jewish or Catholic or an atheist? That's not the issue here, that's not something that I would like to have on the show. One of the things I kind of just destroyed the whole flow of the show, and I apologize for that. Because in the last few minutes here, what I wanted to do was read a couple of a couple of sentences from the article. It's called "The Earthly Lesson of Jesus's Crucifixion," and definitely go check it out at striketheroot.com. And he says, among the most important details of the Christ story then is this: ultimately, Jesus was murdered for preaching love and for clearly identifying and defending the real self. Not a random killing, this one. Not a mugging by some petty criminal. Not the act of a violent drunk in a tavern. No. Despite the famous washing of hands by Pontius Pilate, this horrifying, gruesome murder was at least semi-official policy, like so many millions of other murders by empires and democracies and tinpot dictatorships throughout history. Jesus was murdered by Roman soldiers, and in such a way as to drive the point home to all who saw it. Remember Waco? Or who even heard rumors about it. And he writes, we can do this to anyone we want, anytime we choose, and talking about love is as good a reason to kill you as any, especially if others start taking you seriously. We are in charge of your life, and the penalty for forgetting that is death. Fear us and obey or die. He also writes, another important detail and lesson of Jesus' story, then, is that coercive government is fundamentally at odds with love. It is anti-life. That should be no surprise, because coercion is a crime no matter who is doing it or what the excuse. Coercion is all it takes to turn sex into rape or a bank withdrawal into armed robbery. Coercion is among the central components of child abuse. Coercion replaces voluntary cooperation with violence and threats of violence. Gandhi, for one, put this clearly. One who uses coercion is guilty of deliberate violence. Coercion is inhuman. Come on! So again, My name is Mark Stevens, and if government was interested in protecting your life, liberty, and property, they wouldn't be so willing to take it. And I will say again, I do not support this Jewish conspiracy nonsense any more than I would support a Hindu conspiracy. It's one man controlling another man against his will, and I think it's abhorrent for something like that.